Right now, though, we're going to take another focus. We're going to look at the world just briefly, or at least some parts of it, with our associate at the School of Prophets, one of the professors there in our advanced postgraduate training to get a degree, a master's, and or a PhD in advanced eschatology. And I'm talking about David James. We talked with him just before he left. He had a very interesting journey trying to get out to his ministry locations and then back into the United States. David, we're so glad you had a safe journey going out. I mean, you had some real problems with your visa and with the different embassies, but you finally got to India, did you not?
Yeah, we had the Lord work it out for me to actually get my visa the same day, which is virtually impossible, but the Lord did it and made it to India and then on to South Korea.
And then finally back home after hours and hours. You said you're not going to try that route another time. Well, talk to me about India. Now, just briefly, the ministry, we kind of touched on that before you left, but what is the state of Christianity in India?
The Christian population, just looking at it, Christian in the worldview sense, those who would adhere to Christianity, would be about only 3% of the population. About half of those would be Catholic and half would be considered Protestant. And then of those, probably a very small percentage are actually evangelical born-again Christians.
And how large is India? What's the latest population number?
I haven't seen the latest exactly. I think it's about 1.2 billion right now.
A lot of people out there. Were they receptive to your teaching on the Word of God and how you looked at eschatology, which may probably be totally different to their thinking?
Well, this particular school that I was at, which is Asian Christian Academy and Evangelical Theological Seminary outside Bangalore, their understanding of eschatology would be identical to ours. And I had about 38 students, and it's interesting you were talking with Mike just before. I was actually teaching on understanding Roman Catholicism.
Wow. Is that a large part of that small part of people, that small percentage who claim to be Christian?
Yeah, it would be about 50% of that.
So then this was a very important course that you had with these students out there.
Yeah, it's very important because being a largely Hindu country, almost all Hindu country with some Muslims as well, the Christians don't really have a clear understanding of the theology and official teachings of the Catholic Church. So it's difficult for them to make good ministry decisions as pastors and which organizations to work with. So this gave them a full outlook on perspective on Catholic theology.
Well, that's great. Now, from India, you went over to South Korea, and there had opportunity to also teach in a Word of Life Bible Institute. I mean, those things are all over the world, but this is neat. South Korea has been somewhat, since the Korean War, Christian. I remember I was out there way back in 1972, had a great opportunity, basically in the Seoul, Korea area. But you've had an opportunity to interact with young people. And what's the state of the church as you see it in South Korea?
Well, it's a very mixed bag. You're right. It's probably one of the most, maybe the most Christianized of the East Asian countries. Southeast Asia, the Philippines would be largely Christianized. But in South Korea, there's a really mixed bag of some really bad, very false teaching, and I've heard that some of that's actually becoming the predominant view among Protestants, some of these false teachings. But the school that I was at with Word of Life, obviously they're on track. It actually is on a small island off the southern coast of Korea called Jeju Island. I had students from five or six countries there.
Wow, that is great, reaching into Asia and training up young leaders to do exactly that. Well, we're glad you got back safe, David. We appreciate your ministry with us, and in fact, that's going to include our School of Prophets, Louisiana Baptist University Prophecy Conference, upcoming February 24th to 28th in Shreveport, Louisiana, on the campus of LBU. And I'll be teaching Revelation. Jim Jr. will be teaching Daniel. We'll co-teach on a subject, Introduction to Bible Prophecy. But you're going to be teaching what I believe is a basic foundational study, especially in a master's degree, on eschatology. And that's God's plan throughout the ages. Talk to us about that.
Well, this is a course that you're right. I think it's foundational. It gives a panoramic view of God's plan all the way from eternity past into eternity future, and focusing specifically on world history and what he's done in history from Genesis 3 to the end of Revelation. It's a course I started developing about 10 years ago. I don't know how many times I taught it, probably 15 or more times. In fact, just this next spring, I'll be teaching it a total of 4 times in 3 months at Word of Life schools as well as the School of Prophets.
We're looking forward to that time with you, my good friend. You need to find out information about this. If you would like to get 4 postgraduate level courses under your belt in 1 week, these modules are available at the School of Prophets, Louisiana Baptist University Prophecy Conference, February 24 to 28. And you need to go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and find out more information, how you can register, what the schedule is, and how much the costs are. David, thank you so much. We're thrilled that you're back safe. Looking forward to you being there with us in Shreveport.
Great to be with you again.